cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Now every morning when I wake up,
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning. Had the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Riding a bike made of bacon and eggs.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Why should the sun replace the moonlight?
Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you, on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
This is Democracy Now!
Зараз вже можна констатувати, що російські війська...
We can now say that Russian forces have started the battle of the Donbass, for which they have long prepared. A very large part of the Russian army is now focused on this offensive.
Russia has launched a major offensive to seize the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine while launching missile strikes across Ukraine, including the western city of Lviv, where 7 civilians died Monday. We'll go to Ukraine for the latest. Then we look at Egypt's sweeping crackdown on dissidents and human rights activists.
I get the sense from the fact that both Saleh and Sanaa are in jail, and I need to keep going at least until I get them out.
Those were the words of Egyptian activist and mathematician Leila Swaif, talking about her imprisoned children last fall. Her son, Ala Abdel Fattah, remains in prison now on day 18 of a hunger strike. His sister, Sana, was recently released from prison and will join us today after arriving in the United States to campaign for her brother's freedom and talk about Ala's new book, a collection of his interviews, talks, and writings titled You Have Not Yet Been Defeated. We'll also hear Ala in his own words.
Let's start by talking about the night of your arrest. Explain exactly what happened.
They broke into my house around 9 p.m. They just shattered the door and walked into the house, beat me and beat my wife. Fortunately, my son was sleeping and they did not touch him.
Was Ala Abdel Fattah speaking in 2014 with Democracy Now! Correspondent Sharifa Belkadous, who will also join us today. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Russia's begun a large-scale military operation to seize the Donbass region and other parts of eastern Ukraine. Earlier today, Ukraine's military withdrew from the city of Krimina, which was home to about 18,000 people before Russia's invasion. A regional governor said fighting has largely flattened the city and killed more than 200 civilians. Elsewhere, Ukrainian soldiers in the besieged city of Mariupol holed up in a vast steel plant and were staging a last stand against Russian forces. Drone video shows thick clouds of smoke rising from the factory complex, which has been heavily damaged by Russian bombs. Mariupol city officials said over 1,000 civilians were hiding in underground shelters below the steel plant. Other Mariupol residents say Russian troops will not allow them to evacuate despite weeks-long shortages of food, water, and medicine.
To be honest, we are not well. I have mental problems after airstrikes, that's for sure. I'm really scared. When I hear a plane, I just run away. We can't do the laundry because we don't have water. We don't have electricity. Now we have to carry water from far away. I don't have the health to carry it.
Russia continues to carry out strikes across Ukraine. The Russian Defense Ministry says missile and artillery forces struck over 1,200 targets overnight. In the western city of Lviv, 7 civilians were killed, 12 others injured Monday in Russian missile attacks. After headlines, we'll go to Ukraine for the latest. A federal judge in Texas has struck down the Biden administration's mask mandate for airports, transit hubs and passengers on public transportation. U.S. District Court Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell ruled from Florida on Monday that the CDC exceeded its legal authority in ordering the mask mandate. Judge Mizell was nominated by Donald Trump and confirmed by Republican senators in 2020 to a lifetime appointment on the federal court at the age of just 33, even though the American Bar Association gave her a rating of not qualified. Her ruling came as U.S. coronavirus cases continue to rise, particularly in northeastern states, with the official U.S. death toll from COVID-19 approaching 1 million. Later on Monday, the Biden administration said the Transportation Security Administration will no longer enforce the mask mandate at airports. This is White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The CDC recommended continuing the order for additional time, 2 weeks, to be able to assess the latest science in keeping with its responsibility to protect the American people. So this is obviously a disappointing decision. The CDC continues recommending wearing a mask in public transit.
Psaki said the White House is reviewing the court ruling and that the Justice Department will decide whether to appeal. Israeli warplanes launched overnight air raids on the Gaza Strip after Israel's military said it shot down a rocket fired from the besieged Palestinian territory towards southern Israel. Israeli officials said the airstrikes hit a Hamas weapons manufacturing site. The Palestinian Health Ministry did not report any deaths or injuries from the attack. The escalating violence came after a bloody weekend in occupied East Jerusalem, where Israeli police repeatedly used rubber bullets, stun grenades and tear gas to clear unarmed Palestinian worshippers from the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Those assaults left 158 people injured as Israeli police arrested over 450 Palestinians. In Afghanistan, at least 6 people were killed and 11 others injured after 2 bombs exploded at a boys' high school in western Kabul earlier today. The attack came as students were leaving morning classes. It targeted a part of the Afghan capital that's mainly inhabited by members of the minority Hazara Shia community, which has suffered numerous attacks by the militant Sunni group ISIS. In Sweden, dozens of people were arrested in protests that broke out over the weekend in response to plans by a far-right group to burn copies of the Quran. A series of rallies were organized by the Danish-Swedish extremist far-right politician Rasmus Paludan, who is also the founder of the white supremacist so-called hardline movement. Last week, the group live-streamed a video on social media of Paludan burning the Quran in various Swedish cities, triggering counter-protests across southern Sweden. In 2020, he was sentenced to 3 months in jail, convicted of racism and defamation. In Egypt, TikTok influencer Hanin Hossam has been sentenced to 3 years in prison on human rights trafficking charges. She initially faced a decade behind bars. Hossam was first arrested in 2020 after she posted a video on Instagram explaining how women could earn money by sharing videos online. But Egyptian authorities accused her of exploiting girls for money. Human rights advocates have condemned Hossam's prosecution and say it's part of a government crackdown on women who use social media. We'll have more on Egypt's targeting of journalists, human rights defenders and others later in the broadcast. Vice President Kamala Harris toured the Vandenberg Space Force Base in California Monday ahead of a Democratic National Committee fundraiser. Harris, who chairs the National Space Council, pledged in a speech to Space Force soldiers that the U.S. will no longer conduct destructive tests of satellites. And she called on other nations to end their development of satellite-killing weapons.
These weapons are intended to deny the United States our ability to use our space capabilities by destroying our satellites, which are critical to our national security.
Last November, Russia tested an anti-satellite missile that created more than 1,600 pieces of orbital debris large enough to track, posing a risk to satellites and astronauts. The U.S. carried out a similar test in 2008. At the time, the U.S. test prompted protests from Russia, which had just proposed a treaty to ban space weapons. A U.S. attorney's office in Illinois said Monday it will not bring federal charges against the former Chicago police officer who killed black teenager Laquan McDonald in 2014. Jason Van Dyke, who is white, was released from prison in February for good behavior, serving just 40 months, less than half his nearly seven-year prison sentence for murdering McDonald. Dash camera video of the murder shows Van Dyke shot McDonald 16 times. The Chicago Police Department attempted to cover up the events with the help of then-Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Chicago gun violence prevention advocate and Democratic congressional candidate Keena Collins said in a statement, quote, "Once again, our words have been ignored. Once again, our nation's criminal justice system is proving to be more criminal and less just. It's once again telling black Chicagoans that our lives and our deaths do not matter," she said. Florida's Department of Education has banned 54 mathematics textbooks from classroom instruction, saying they feature prohibited topics, including critical race theory. That's more than 40% of all textbooks submitted to Florida for review. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis praised the move, accusing publishers of seeking to indoctrinate students. In response, the head of Florida's largest teachers union demanded transparency into who ordered the book bans and for examples of objectionable content. A report published recently by PEN America found in the past 8 months alone, 86 school districts in 26 states banned more than 1,100 titles in classrooms and libraries. Books about black and LGBTQ plus people were heavily targeted. The most banned book of the year was Gender Queer, a memoir by Maya Kobabi, who is a non-binary author and illustrator. In other book news, the historian Heather Ann Thompson is suing New York State prison authorities for banning her book about the deadly 1971 Attica prison rebellion. Thompson's book, Blood in the Water, won the Pulitzer Prize in 2017. The book is now banned inside Attica and almost a dozen other New York State prisons. And a new study by Oxfam America finds the wealthiest U.S. billionaires are worth a combined $4.7 trillion, a 62% increase over the past 2 years. Oxfam released its report on Tax Day, noting taxing the wealth and income of the nation's 735 billionaires and enacting a global minimum corporate tax would drastically reduce widening wealth inequality in the United States. This follows a recent ProPublica investigation that found the 25 richest U.S. billionaires paid a true tax rate of just 3.4% between 2014 and 18. Meanwhile, over the past decade, a typical American household paid more in taxes than it accumulated in wealth. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. When we come back, we go to Ukraine for an update as Russia launches a major offensive to seize the Donbas region. Raven by Gogo Penguin. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman in New York, joined by Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Hi, Juan.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will bring a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 7 degrees Celsius. Thursday, there will be a light rain and a high of 8 degrees Celsius. Friday will be mainly sunny with a high of 12 degrees Celsius. Saturday will bring a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 8 degrees Celsius. Sunday will be mainly cloudy with a high of 11 degrees Celsius. Monday is cloudy with showers and a high of 15 degrees Celsius. And finally, Tuesday will be cloudy with showers and a high of 14 degrees Celsius.
Same baby, pray for love, yeah. Sunsets in May remind me way more of us, yeah. What's more to say when I've been out different state? Hope I can show you I made it out. Can't hold me down. You told me hold my hand, just follow me. I'll show you golden land and diamond water for a hopeless man. And all these things that you know, I know, I know. You said you don't belong here. Those eyes for an ocean view
and the moon.
And we California dreaming from a city where that's so taboo.
Taboo.
We always chase sunsets to settle on the stars and moon.
And the moon.
And if I tell you about me, I hope you tell me what you've been through. Chasing this high and all the pain in my eyes. Turn cold, December came by. Those storms don't ever break mine. Yeah, I was told to make it right. King of my city, frame white. You held it down, don't break light. I learned these things take time. Just take time. Hold my hand, I'll change your life. We both make plans, don't fade alive tonight. And tonight, you said you don't belong. Eyes for an ocean view
and the moon, and the moon.
And we California dreaming from a city where that's so taboo.
Taboo.
We always chase sunsets, we settle on the stars and moon.
And the moon, and the moon.
And if I tell you about me, I hope you tell me what you've been through.
Or not to stream, that is the question. From platforming hate speech to unbelievably low royalty rates for artists, how can we as music fans ethically consume music online? Yes, radio stations such as CJLO are indeed an ethical source for music consumption, but what are the larger forces at play? What role do major labels have in this current climate? And what realistically can listeners do to ensure that the musicians they love can sustain long and meaningful careers? To find out, please join CJLO 1690 AM, CKUT 90.3 FM, and various members of the Canadian music industry for a wide-ranging and important conversation regarding the ethics of streaming on Thursday, April 14th at 12 p.m. Eastern. For more details on how to attend, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at CJLO 1690 AM.
Odessa, the last goodbye tour, live in Montreal. Odessa, see them performing for the first time in over 3 years. Parc Chandrapeau, Friday, September 2nd. Odessa, with special guests, Sylvanesso, Elderbrook, and Nasaya. Get tickets now at eventco.ca. The brand new album, The Last Goodbye, is available everywhere July 22nd. For more, check odessa.com.
Thank you.
conversations without words. Feelings that are never heard. We don't need to waste our time. You and me never fight. Baby, we're broken inside. This time, I'll spend the night to rewind the things on my mind. And I know what I know, yeah, I know I'm wrong every time. But sex with you is easier tonight. I'm chasing red lights.
Welcome to In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, a bite-sized informative podcast designed to be listened to in the shower, but really, you can listen to it anywhere you want.
You can listen to it on your morning commute to work.
You can listen to it while you're doing yoga in the sun because it's almost summer.
Woo! You can listen to it while you're ironing your clothes.
We really mean it. You can listen to it anywhere. Taz, what's the whole point of this podcast?
This podcast aims to debunk the mysteries of the world so you don't have to. In a little bite-sized section, listeners send in questions that they've always wondered the answer to, but never really went as far as looking up. Thus far, we've answered questions like,
what actually happens to your body in a hangover?
What actually happens to your body when you get fitter?
What's the story with pineapples?
And loads, loads more. I suppose you could say,
we expand your mind while you wash your behind.
And this week is no different.
This week is no different. So this question spun me around.
Oh. Spinning around.
Yeah, I actually put on my sparkly hot pants like Kylie Minogue to do this. You know what? You did all the research. You did the work on this episode.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us what it is, Taz?
Yeah, so this question comes from Courtney Anglin, and it is a fantastic, simple question that I'm really surprised we haven't got asked before. Why do we get dizzy when we spin around? So as I said, this question comes from Courtly Anglin. And as I said also, I'm surprised we haven't been asked it before.
You know what? As a child, I was convinced it was like magic, or there was like a little elf had crawled into my ear and was like slapping around my brain. And like, you know what? It used to be a thing that we did at like birthday parties. You know, you'd spin around
completely
in circles. And you'd almost like, I remember a kid, his name was Dara. I went to his birthday party. He like threw up on himself and weed himself at the same time because he got so dizzy. Like that, I used to think that it was like, that is magic.
I legitimately thought that that's what being drunk was. Like I used to play, you know, a similar game where you'd spin around. I think we used to call it Teletubbies, and you'd spin around and then get up and try to walk in a straight line or something. And I honestly thought I was lost.
What, like as an 8-year-old?
Yeah, I was like, this is me. Like, you know, lay off the session.
Well, you know what? It's not that dissimilar. Like, it's kind of, you know, like, I've often tried to walk in a straight line and failed miserably when I've had a couple of shandies.
I'm hungover today. What's new?
Yeah. And
Good weekend. And researching this episode, just thinking about being dizzy made me dizzy.
Okay, so let's get stuck into it. I'm going to take a wild guess and say that this one is mildly scientific.
Yes, it is indeed. So physics and biology are both involved in this phenomenon. The physics side of things is due to inertia. This is one of the fundamental laws of physics, which states that a body will resist any change to its state of motion. It will remain at rest unless an external force is applied to it, and will remain in motion unless it is forced to halt.
Like me in the mornings, that's kind of like inertia. You know, I want to stay living as a sloth unless Taz applies external force, mainly whipping the duvet off, which is so cool.
It like, works just, the truth, though.
It's so mean. Like, it's you, so you mean. Know what?
It's a shock.
No, like you come in with your little icy hands, and just like that's torturous.
That's a real life example of inertia there.
Do you know what? That's another law of physics, that nothing will move as fast as me when you place an icy hand on my nice, warm, cozy body when I'm asleep.
Right, yes, that is genuinely a real life example of inertia.
So go on, back to dizziness. Where does this inertia, where does it hit you?
Yeah, so kind of this inertia plays in your body, which causes the dizziness, and it all takes place in your ears.
In your ears?
Yes.
Your ears?
Yeah, these little guys.
Your waggly little ears.
Ears.
What animal do you think has the cutest ears?
Oh, chinchilla.
Chinchillas do have cute ears.
What about you?
Oh, God, maybe like an African desert cat.
Jesus. Oh, they have the long fluffy ones, don't they?
They have little kind of like buttony ones. Yeah. But hang on, so your ears give you balance? Is that what you're saying? The dizziness happens in your ears?
Yeah. So the system in your inner ear is known as the vestibular system and is responsible for maintaining the balance of our bodies.
So through the system, the vestibular system, our body senses whether it's upright or lying down, or whether it's in motion or standing still. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So in the labyrinthine structure of the inner ear, there are three semicircular canals arranged at right angles to each other, such that each of the canals individually senses motion along the three axes. The three axes being?
The three axes being like three things that I use to cut wood. No, you're talking about three axes, as in like there's one vertical, one horizontal, and one diagonal.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Correct. So these canals are filled with a fluid called endolymph, which sloshes around as our bodies move.
That is so, in your ear?
Yeah.
So like you're telling me that you have a load of endolymph sloshing around. Sloshes is a disgusting word. You know, like if you were like, oh, the moist towels sloshed down the hill.
Oh.
Like that's.
Also, what a sentence. Why would a towel ever be sloshing down a hill?
I don't know. What's another gross word?
Moist, obviously.
Moist.
And also phlegm.
Phlegm.
Yeah.
Oh, we did a podcast recently, also on the Head Stuff Podcast Network, with Claire Beck.
Yes.
And she has a physical. Was it? No, it was.
It was phlegm. She had a huge fear of phlegm.
So Claire, if you're listening, if anyone sees Claire Beck or wants to call into a radio show, just say the word phlegm just to see what happens. Anyway, this fluid called endolymph, which is sloshing around on the inside of your ears as you move, that's right, and that's how you establish balance?
Yeah, so your ears sense motion by detecting the way tiny strands of hair lining the canals wave back and forth in this moving liquid, like water plants swaying in a river current.
That's beautiful.
It is. Guess how many of these tiny little hairs are in our ears? Like, think your ears aren't that big. The inside, how many hairs?
I don't know. Like, are we talking about? Because I'm starting to get hair in my ears. Like, do they count? Because maybe
age,
like three?
Age is cruel. Age
three?
No, in the inner, hairs? In the inner. In
oh,
the,
maybe like 500.
10,000.
What?
Yep.
I've 10,000 hairs in my ears.
Tiny little strands called hair cells are suspended in a gelatinous substance called cupula.
Oh, so hang on. My ear canals are sloshing full of endolymph, which is a liquid, and in that liquid, there's loads of tiny hairs. There's 10,000 hairs in my ears, which are suspended in cupula.
Correct. And when you jerk your head, the endolymph sloshes in one direction or the other through each canal and bends those embedded hair cells to and fro. The information about which way the hair cells are swaying at any given moment gets relayed to the brain by roughly 20,000 nerve fibers and is interpreted by the brain as movement.
Okay, so then if you have all this endolymph sloshing around a three axial right-angled canal system with 10,000 hairs in your inner ear, like, that is in itself absolutely bonkers.
Yes.
Like, maybe I'm deficient on hairs because in my inner ear, because my balance is not that great.
And you also have hairs all over your body, so maybe.
Do you think that's...
That's definitely how it works, isn't it?
Maybe. But okay, so why do we get dizzy when we spin?
Okay, so when you spin in a circle, inertia initially causes the endolymph to slosh in the opposite direction of your head's motion. So if you're twirling to the right, understandably, the liquid in your ear will be kind of forced over one direction.
The outside of your body.
It's similar to when you hold a bucket of water and you swirl around. The water doesn't come out because it's...
Yeah,
so when this endolymph is sloshed in the opposite direction, it resists the movement of your head, dragging the cupula backwards with it and thus causing the sensory hairs suspended inside the cupula to bend against the direction in which they are spinning. However, within moments, the endolymph adjusts to the movement of your head and starts going with the flow. So this causes the hair cells to straighten and your brain no longer receives the message that you're spinning. Your perception has become normalized to the rotation of your head, giving you the sense that you are still and the world is rotating around you.
I think you think that the world rotates around you anyway.
You're hilarious.
So then, if you're spinning and that becomes normalized and all of a sudden you stop, then the endolymph keeps moving.
Like, exactly.
That's what you were talking about with inertia.
Yeah, exactly. So when you stop, you halt the rotation of the semicircular canals. You know, you're no longer spinning and therefore your ears aren't spinning either and therefore the canals aren't spinning either. But because of inertia, the endolymph keeps spinning, resisting change yet again. As the fluid continues to move, it once again deflects the cupula, this time in the direction in which you were spinning moments before, and the oozing cupula bends those hairs. A signal of movement is then transmitted to the brain and you get a sense that you are still moving even though you're not. And that's what dizziness is.
I would not have thought that dizziness was caused by ear activity. So, okay, like, can you become immune to dizziness? Because, like, the Winter Olympics was just on. I was watching all, like, the figure skaters.
Yeah.
And everything like that. And they are spinning out of control, man. They are going
Kylie
hell.
Rogue style.
They are going hell for leather on the spin cycle.
Yeah, so there's kind of a few little tricks. You can train your brain to not feel dizziness as much. But the most common way that ballerinas and ice skaters don't get dizzy is that they keep their eyes fixed on one point, followed by whipping their heads around rapidly with their necks. You know, so they keep their eye fixed on an object and then whip their neck around.
I see. So it's like
body.
One sudden jerk of a movement as opposed to like one continuous
exactly.
spin.
Exactly. So while the rest of the body keeps spinning, their eyes trick their bodies into thinking that they're standing still because their heads aren't actually moving.
So you know what? I'm actually going to try that next time I'm pretending to be a ballerina. Next time I slip my tutu on and my...
Probably tonight.
...my pant shoes. Every night, to be honest. Just stick Black Swan on and unleash my inner Mila
what
Kunis.
A weird movie.
What a weird movie.
Anyway, okay, before I even go into the facts for this episode, whilst we're talking about endolymph, believe it or not, this ear liquid also controls blood flow.
What?
Yes. The movement of endolymph in our inner ear sends signals to the part of our brain that controls blood flow. For example, when you move from lying down to standing, these signals trigger your brain to compensate for this change and send blood to the appropriate areas of your body that won't automatically get blood due to gravity.
Ears are so cool.
So,
like, and they're important. Like, regulate your blood flow, keep you upright. Ten thousands of tiny hairs.
I know.
Semicircular canals.
I know.
That's mad. Somehow wax happens in there as well. Like, shout out to earwax.
Oh, ears are mad. They're fascinating.
Like, do you have some ear facts for us,
Marcus? You don't have to ask twice.
Are you going
to
pull them out from behind your ear like a magician with a shiny dollar?
Okay, right. So number one, earlobes never stop growing.
Just like my lobe for you.
Oh, God. So there are only two types of earlobes, attached or detached. And what's even more fascinating about earlobes is that scientists aren't really sure why we have them. But some think it may help with blood flow, because the earlobes have an amazing array of blood vessels within them that kind of seem to support this theory. But a lot of scientists can't really give an explainer of why we have these little lobes.
What if they're just for sticking needles through and looking cool? What if they're for stretching and being in a Linkin Park cover band?
This is true. They're, you know, what about those killer earrings? Marcus also has the softest earlobes known to man. I wish you could all feel them. Right now, if you're listening, I wish you could feel Marcus's earlobes. They're like the belly of a puppy.
Okay, so next ear fact.
Okay, last one. Snakes hear through their jawbone, and fish hear through the ridges on their body, because neither have physical ears.
Wow. How mad is the world? Do snakes have hairy ears? God, I wonder if St. Patrick's would have driven out the snakes if he knew how advanced their jaws were. Maybe when they bite you, they're actually just trying to listen. And we've got snakes all wrong.
So there you have it, guys. Dizziness and snake facts.
It's an ear ting, man.
Ear ting?
It's an ear ting. It goes into your ears, man. It's all down to the... all down to the big thing, the inner ear cycle, the canals with the endolymph, man. Sorry, I've got to stop him.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. As we said at the beginning of this episode, we've got a whole bank of other questions that we've answered. Really deep and mysterious questions.
A lot of not so deep questions. We talk about poo a lot.
Yeah, we do talk about poo a lot.
People always talk about the poo questions.
But anyway, if you want to learn some wonderful, weird and wacky facts, go back and binge listen some of our episodes. There's about 33 or 34 of them there. And if you listen to all of them through, you will fact be a more interesting dinner party guest.
Knowledge is power and knowledge is sexy. So if you listen to all of our episodes, you will fact be more powerful and sexier.
And if you do listen to, if you have listened to other episodes, or if this happens to be your first one and you like it, please recommend it to a friend or a family member or an enemy. We don't discriminate. The best way a podcast can kind of get out there to the world is through word of mouth. So please recommend it to your friends.
Do you know what? Maybe if you recommend it to an enemy, that could be the start of a beautiful friendship.
Ooh, look at you go.
There you go, solving world peace.
Okay, so if you are like Courtney and have a question that you would like debunked in a little bite-sized chunk, you can get us on Facebook.
It couldn't be easier. Just look up In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. If Twitter's your game, just look up at In the Shower Pod.
Or if you want to send a question or to just say hello to our email, it's intheshowerpodcast@gmail.com.
We absolutely love hearing from you, and we love that you are talking about us to other people. So thank you so much, guys. And a couple of thank yous to wrap up the episode. Taz, who are we thanking?
As always, a massive thank you to the whole gang in Head Stuff, Alan, Paddy and Rebecca. We love you and we couldn't do it without you.
You rock, guys. A big thank you to Flo Robinson. Flo, we were in London with you this weekend, and it's been emotional. It was great to see your face as well as you illustrated ours.
Woo! And finally, a massive thank you goes to Dave Gertzman for making our incredible theme music that goes something like this.
1, 2, 3, 4. Bum da da bum da bum ba da da bum da da bum da da bum da bum ba da da bum da da
ba da bum da da bum da bum. Next week's episode.
Next week's episode comes from a second time question submitter.
Woo!
This is from Ashling Lai. Ashling, thank you for your continued support. This is a question that I didn't think had legs, but then I looked into it and it was really fun, and we're going to expand on it a little bit. Ashling said, why do dogs always hang their heads out of the windows in a car? But we're going to do a kind of a In the Shower dog special.
You can listen. Who does not want an In the Shower dog special?
You can listen to it while you're washing your dog.
Brilliant. That episode is going to be out next Monday morning in time for your shower. But in the meantime,
keep scrubbing.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
I know I'll leave you tomorrow. Please don't bring my because of everything you gave, because of everything you do, because of everything I say. Please don't break my heart, though I know I already broke yours.
Okay, I'm feeling you.
Keep track, don't lose sight. Figure out.
directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Well, that wraps up the Wednesday Morning After for another week. Keep on listening to CKUT.
Virus means remaining cautious. We must continue wearing a mask and washing our hands. At the first sign of symptoms, it's crucial to self-isolate and get tested. Those who have COVID-19 must respect the isolation period, since they can remain contagious for at least 10 days. Those most at risk for developing complications, either because of their age or because they're immunocompromised, must be especially careful. And for even better protection, get vaccinated. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. This is Terminal 5.
Shadow